Brianna is how you say your last name, right?
My last name's actually Lingerfeld. Brianna. Yeah, Brianna's my middle name.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Lingerfeld.
Yeah, it's very German.
That's very German.
Lingerfeld. So funny.
Welcome to Flipping Off, a purpose-driven podcast about flipping houses and making a difference. Well, hello, hello, everybody. Melina Boswell here in the studio with John Slater.
Good morning.
And Kendra Lingerfeld.
Hey.
I did not know that. Isn't that so funny?
Yeah, I don't show it much, but I usually go by just Kendra Brianna is my middle name.
That's so funny. That's how I always know you. So, Well, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So this is Kendra's first time being in the studio.
Yeah.
And today we just want to take a little bit of time to introduce you to our audience, all of our listeners, club members and prospective club members and whoever else ends up randomly finding us out there in podcast land. So first of all, I wish everybody could see how pretty you are because you're so pretty.
Girl, thank you. Coconut oil and minding my business.
I mean, you know, you got to work what you got, right?
Yeah, thank you.
So not only that, but also, you know, John, it was actually John's request to highlight you, which I immediately said yes, you know, and I didn't really know what the conversation was going to be about, but I thought it was super important to highlight you. One of the things that I've been feeling strongly about recently is having more people as guests on the podcast because like, who wants to listen to me all the time? Blech, right? I always feel like who gives a shit what I have to say? Nobody, right? So if you don't mind, I'm going to just ask you a few questions and let people get to know you. First of all, tell us, you joined the club about 1 year ago.
Yeah.
When was your first RPP? What, do you remember what month it was?
January.
Oh, January.
I'm coming up on my 1 year
January of 2020.
Yeah. The things I didn't know.
I know, when all things were bright and all things were calm.
Literally. I came in with such excitement, obviously, and then really had to pull through there.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super awesome. And so here we are in December of 2020.
Yeah.
And now we are looking back at this last crazy year. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting because so many people are like, can't wait to get rid of 2020. Right. You know, there's a million, everybody's just like, get it out of here. And I hate to say this, and you even said it earlier, but there's so much to be thankful for, you know, from COVID, from 2020 and COVID. And I don't know, maybe people have heard me, but I did start a gratitude journal just to COVID.
Right.
And just thanking COVID for all the different things that it's given to me. And so, did I tell you that? Did
no,
you know that?
No.
Yeah, I try to write something every single day that COVID has brought me that I'm thankful for. Mm. Because otherwise, I really think we could be like melted down, like complete, you know, because it's a whole new world that we live in, right? And in my mind, being grateful and having gratitude is how you reframe it,
absolutely,
right? You can immediately reframe it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about before NWAC, like what you did for a living and, you know, a little bit about you.
So, I mean, let's take it way back. I'm originally from Tennessee. I moved to New York City the moment I turned 18 that I was allowed to. I went to film school. I, you know, did the whole theater acting thing and moved to LA 5 years later. Still did the acting thing, and I was also a bartender. So it's pretty common, you know, the instant gratification.
Actress posing as a bartender?
Yeah, I mean, it's the instant gratification of walking home with cash, and you have this idea of a flexible schedule. I quickly learned it wasn't. You know, you have an audition at 10 a.m., you have to be at work at 10:30. It's like that tight. And work is in Santa Monica, and it's really tight. So I was like, this isn't it. I need to figure it out. And real estate investing was always something I wanted to pursue. But I said, hey, you know, I'll figure that out when I'm 30. And I was like, well, why don't I just do it now? And then by the time I am 30, I'll be really good at it.
Right.
So
how did you learn about real estate investing? Was it TV or?
Probably HGTV. I love Joanna Gaines.
Of course.
I can do that.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Yeah, totally.
But, you know, I think more so of the TV networks that is relatable to real estate investing is more so Hoarders. And then we flip it over to HGTV. Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. So that's a little different perspective for me now.
In the real world.
Right. So I actually had a bartender friend who you know, was successful in real estate investing. So I asked him, and I got into another real estate investing group. Mm-hmm. So I went, and it was perfectly fine. It was just fine. And I knew I needed the education, and I knew I didn't want to do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember after signing up, I called my mom and I was like, you know, I know these aren't my people, but it's a step, you know, let's just see how it goes.
So how did you know they weren't your people? Like, what was the, like, did you have red flags? And if you did, what were they?
I did have red flags. yeah, there was one guy who was cool. He was fine. He had a good personality. He was funny. But then it just didn't seem genuine. They were talking about helping people, mm-hmm. but I was like, really? Are you though? Like, is that really your intention? It just in my heart, mm-hmm. I didn't feel. I am very intuitive, mm-hmm. so I was like, I'm not mad at them. They're doing their thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're having success, sure. and it's perfectly fine. I just know this isn't my forever home,
mm.
and that's okay. And that's okay. So I jumped in classes there. I had no idea what was going on. No
mm-hmm.
idea.
Mm-hmm.
There was no ease in process. There was no. I remember saying, I just need vocabulary sheet. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Like, please help me. Like, and nothing. So I just had to attend. And eventually I just faded out. So I was like, I can't keep up.
Because you just felt overwhelmed.
Yeah, I felt overwhelmed. It. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept looking.
Mm-hmm.
I figured my route would have to be become a real estate agent first. And that's the basis, you know, learn that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started, you know, I took courses to become an agent.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't learn anything. I really didn't.
Super irrelevant.
Like, why am I here?
Right.
Like, you're just reading this PowerPoint. I can do that at home. but, and then I started looking, maybe I should just become a real estate agent's assistant.
Oh.
And so I started looking, become an assistant. And they were literally looking for assistants. They were like, I don't want you to become an agent.
Mm.
I want you to assist me for the rest of your life. So I was like, that's not going to work either.
Not for me.
Literally. And so eventually I met Christian.
Mm.
And then he introduced me to the club. And literally, as soon as I walked in, I was like, oh yeah, these are my people. And I know there's a lot of people out there who are probably the same way.
Mm-hmm.
My productivity flies through the roof when I'm around people that I like to be around. Mm. Whether we're talking about real estate or not.
Sure.
I just like being around you.
Sure.
And you have experience in something I'm looking to pursue and I'm ready to do it. Mm. So absolutely, no brainer. I remember I told Christian, he was like, how are you doing? I was like, no brainer. Yeah. Like, let's go.
No brainer.
Literally.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's so funny. So then you came to RPP in January and it was at the end of the month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it always is.
Yeah.
It's usually, yeah. And then, March, we got shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got locked down.
Yeah.
And I know for me, when COVID hit and the lockdown happened, a lot of people got super, scared mm-hmm. and down and depressed. And I felt so inspired. Do you remember, John? Like, I was invigorated.
I was scared.
I know.
I was one of those... oh my God, no, what's happening? What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and mm-hmm. it took me a couple of months to change my mindset about what COVID meant.
Yeah.
What COVID produced for us.
Right. You know? I don't know why I was super clear. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to create so much opportunity.
Mm.
I knew that it was. I was like, ooh, opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. I always feel like whenever there's a quick like interruption,
mm-hmm.
you know, an interruption absolutely shakes things up. And whenever there's things that are shaken up, then that creates something beautiful on the other side.
Oof.
That's how I see it. So I just knew that this, you know, and I felt the rumbling happening for a few months, right? I kept mm-hmm. on saying there's a rumbling and I don't know what it is, but I feel this rumbling deep in my spirit. And I know that there's something happening in the world. And I'm just kind of expecting it to take place. And then it did. And I was like, woohoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew, you know, that I know that on the other side of chaos is clarity, mm-hmm. breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. And as much as it sucks to have that kind of smack in the face, that interruption, it's what creates, you know, opportunity for mm-hmm. for those of us if we're looking for it. So I know when COVID first hit, I like jumped into the club and did, I started just doing everything online. I started Zooming and we started the, you know, having morning coffee every morning. I started doing one-on-one coaching with people via Zoom, you know, and I mean, there was days where I would start coaching at, you know, 9 a.m. and I wouldn't stop coaching until 6 p.m. and I was booked like every 30 minutes. Right. You know, I was just like one after the other. And I know you and I had a coaching session during that time. And so tell us about, because I remember you were struggling, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about how, and I'm not like, look how awesome I am because I saw COVID as a good thing. It's only because I'm old, you know, it's just lots of experience. And so, I've already been through it. So I already know. But tell me, and because I think the way COVID affected you, I think is how it affected most people, right? So if you'd share a little bit about what that was like for you, what happened? I know you wanted to, you know, but what kind of explain what happened for you.
So my intention when joining the club was, you know, maybe even keep bartending for a little while and just grow. Like I just came in, I just wanted to grow. I didn't want the next year to be the same. Mm-hmm. You know, New Year's is my favorite holiday. So, and I was just tired of every New Year's Eve being the same. I'm ready for the future, but looking back on the past, I wasn't really proud of it. Mm-hmm. So going in, my intention was just to grow. So I started February off like hard, like I was knocking every door. I was just like, I want to talk to everyone. I think a thing in the club that clicked with me is just have conversations, just help. And I was like, I can do that. Like I talk to people all the time. What do you mean? Mm-hmm. So I had as many conversations as I could. And then come March, I was like, oh dang, like, you know, like, but I thought it wouldn't last very long. I was like, okay, we'll read some books, you know, we'll listen to some podcasts, we'll get our mind right. But it kept going. It didn't stop. And I literally started venturing out. I was like, maybe I can do some virtual wholesaling in Tennessee. Maybe I can do something else, you know, just make a quick buck just in case. Because bars shut down. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to go back, but I it was like I couldn't go back now. So I have no choice. So I started trying to virtually wholesale, and not that it can't be done, but it didn't, it wasn't the same. It wasn't, you know, just help people. It was just make money. So I did have a breakdown that did lead to a breakthrough. I was super grateful to have you, Melina, on to be able to talk with you about it. I don't even know why. I mean, just being locked in my house all day. And I love to decorate. My house is super cute. But I was sick of those walls. I was ready to just get out there and actually help people again. Because I feel like that was the real growth that I needed. It wasn't just a growth in my bank account that I needed. But, you know, I just had my cry. I just took a second. And I just had to think, you know, what would you normally do in this situation? Mm-hmm. You'd probably, you know, go be a waitress somewhere instead. Because if restaurants open, you would want that instant gratification of walking home with cash in your hand. So let's try to do the opposite of that. And let's just try to stick in and, stick it out. So I was super grateful during that time to have people, even virtually around me, that are going through the same things. Like, I'm not alone. And all we have to do is just stick it out. And what if things don't change? What are we going to do? We have to kind of adjust and play the offense was a huge thing for me. I literally wrote that on a piece of paper and taped it onto my wall in front of my desk. Play the offense. And I just had to adjust my perspective on things. And so I showed up. I stayed in. I didn't cry as much. It still wasn't easy. It still ain't easy right now, even today. But just staying in is where the real growth happens. And I'm so grateful for where I am today. But yeah, January 2020, Kendra would be like, yes, girl. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely.
Because you said the words you said, which I really loved before we walked in, you said something about 365 days. Mm-hmm. Can you say how you said that? Because the way you said that was super cool. I really liked it.
Coming into the club, I wanted me in 365 days to be different than the day I walked in. Mm. And that's 100% true. 100%. So it wasn't about money. And I think that's what connected me with New Wealth so much, that it wasn't about, let's make this amount of money. Of course, having goals is great, but it's an inside out transformation. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was ready for.
Mm. Yay.
There's, for me, there's so many different parts to this conversation today.
Right.
I've introduced, newer members of our community that are out there working hard and brought them into this room,
Yes, and, definitely.
Now listening to Kendra, it's, for anybody that's brand new, that's saying, what is real estate? How do I get into real estate? Or even out there trying right now, you hear what Kendra said. It was, these were not my people. Mm. And that's okay.
Right.
Find your people.
Right.
And when you surround yourself with the right kind of people, it creates a different level of thinking. Mm-hmm. The fact that, for the first 2 months of COVID, I was, oh my God, what's going to happen? And then, oh my God, I'm way busier than what I was pre-COVID. I've got more leads coming across my desk. And one of the reasons for that was people like Kendra that actually took it to work. Mm-hmm. Kendra found 2 short sales during COVID. We have 2.
Say what?
We have 2 short sales during
COVID.
Wait,
this stuff works, huh? Yeah. Nah.
2 homeowners in foreclosure, very different reasons. Mm-hmm. 2 homeowners in real need. Mm-hmm. And she built an awesome relationship with these people by, conversation and a desire to help. Mm-hmm. And we have 2 short sales in the pipeline because of her ability to stick in it. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of people are finding themselves in that position of, I've worked this regular job for the last 5, 10, 20 years, and COVID now has made me sit back and think about my future.
Yeah.
Versus somebody like Kendra, who just squeaked into real estate right before COVID and could have quite easily stopped.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I really loved that you said, what would Kendra do? And then you said, I don't want to be that. So whatever the opposite is, that's what I'm going to do.
Let's try that and see what happens. Because you know what happens when you're doing the same thing over and over. You know the outcome.
Absolutely.
Let's try the opposite and just see. Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. It's the idea of your comfort zone, mm-hmm. right? And we always say, it's my comfort zone. And then there's always the question for me, is it really that comfortable? Mm. And it's really not, right? It's just what's familiar.
Yeah, you know the outcome. Yep. So you're like, yeah. Okay. If I eat this cheeseburger, this is how I'm going to feel after. I've been there.
Totally. Get it. Absolutely been there. And it's that's a good. That's a super good analogy.
I can handle that.
Yeah. Yeah. I can deal with that. Yeah. Exactly. The bloat. Exactly. Yeah. But you know what it is,
right?
That's why I always say it's like your own poop, right? Like it's stinky, but you know it. So You just, it's like we just are, I think that we are wired to, in our flesh, to go back to whatever is comfortable and familiar, regardless of what the outcome is.
Yeah. Hi, this is Christian Rios. As many of you know, I've been a member of New Wealth Advisors Club for over 7 years and got started when I was 17 years old with absolutely no real estate experience. One of the biggest lessons I have learned from being in the industry is the need for authentic relationships. If you're looking for an actual team locally in Southern California with all the resources needed to close deals, register for one of our free workshops by visiting www.joinnwac.com. Thanks for listening to the Flippin' Off podcast.
Kendra, I don't know if I ever shared with you, but when you said at the very start, you were just give me a vocabulary script.
Oh. Right, literally.
And Melina will share, when me and Celine sat, we sat in training, 7 years ago, and we were so lost.
Yeah.
We were so lost, and you know, you shared with me, hey, I was getting the information, but it was just too much information.
Right.
And Melina broke it down for us very simple. Take the training that we give you and learn how to find a lead.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Learn how to have a conversation with somebody. You don't need to know about the tax and legal side of a corporation right. at this stage. It's just gray noise for you, you know. So, you know, I've seen this transition, and I know I wanted to ask you, you know, do you feel, you know, strongly that, hey, maybe the first, you know, 6 months, 12 months of real estate was kind of going through the motions, but actually COVID was what really got you into a more serious mindset, you know, and took you to where you are today. You know, do you feel that that's really what's changed for you? You know, now you see the future of full-time real estate in your midst because mm-hmm. you did do the opposite of the things that you would normally do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like if COVID hadn't happened, sure, the momentum would have stayed strong. Would I have reverted back to the instant gratification of getting cash tips, mm-hmm. you know, at a bar?
Totally.
But COVID really, the lockdown in particular, made me be do have, as we say, which it took me a long time to understand that because I was like, do, mm-hmm. be, have, you know, do the work.
Right.
You become rich and mm-hmm. you have nice things.
Right.
But Melina always implements be, do, have. And I feel like the lockdown really allowed me to become the person that I wanted to be. I kept thinking, Kendra, a year from now, who is she? What is she doing? When does she wake up? You know, how does she show up for other people? How can I be that?
Yep.
What do I have to do? I have to show up to the club. I have to surround myself with people who are also being that. And that lockdown really allowed me to take a step back and look internally and see how I can become versus, you know, I love karaoke. I probably would have been at karaoke a lot more often had there not been COVID. I would not have been checking myself. Absolutely not.
I so appreciate you saying that because I was going to ask you, like, I'm so happy to hear you say that because I was thinking when I was listening to you and watching you right now, I was thinking, you know, you're super mature, growth oriented. And so I was curious who in your life or what in your life brought you to that, like to think that way, like I need to, like what happened?
Ooh, okay, well, I mean, you can't tell, but I'm biracial. I was born in the South to a teenage mother in a trailer park. So I never grew up with things specifically, but you know, you hear teenage mother and that's just, you know, you think your life is over, right?
Right.
Especially being 16, having a kid. What do you do now? So my mom is a fighter, like for real. I did not grow up, I grew up with my mom.
Yes, definitely.
She was a kid. Yeah. I was a baby. Like we grew up together. I was at her high school graduation with her.
Wow.
Yeah. So we grew up in not very great circumstances. But I remember watching her transition, you know, moving out. She was the oldest of five. So moving out, getting her own place. There were a lot of nights she would cry. I think just of uncertainty, just not knowing what to do next. She worked at a grocery store for a while. She ended up getting her bachelor's degree in nursing.
Wow.
She is incredible. She actually joined me out here in California. She lives in Monterey now, just, you know, living her big little lies in that Reese Witherspoon life now. And
nice.
She is the epitome of perseverance for me. And when I hear people have these beliefs that their current situation, they can't do things because of their current situation, I always think of my mom. Mm. Because if y'all saw this house that we grew up in, it was it was not good. Mm. And just being in high school, having a child, you know, having a mixed race child, even at that time in 92,
sure.
You know, there was probably a lot of stuff that she got.
In Tennessee.
In Tennessee, yes. Uh-huh. In Tennessee, small town Tennessee.
It's different than California.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But seeing, yeah, seeing how she grew allowed me to think, I can do anything, literally anything. And even growing up myself, you know, I got made fun of for big frizzy curly hair and I hated it for a long time. And then as an adult, I was like, you know what? How about let's flip the script and I'm going to get paid for my hair now. And I sure do. But sure do.
That's what I'm talking about.
But anyway, yeah.
Seriously, cheers for the natural hair, man.
Thank you. Thank
you.
You
know, I
it took me forever.
Beautiful. Love it.
It took a long time to get here. But yeah, my mom definitely has shown... And I wish she would tell her story more, but I'm happy to do it. just when people get down, when situation and life just brings us situations, it always, it's a part of living.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
When you think it's failure, you think it's over, like you can make it whatever you want it to be.
Right. You can't change the incoming.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you can change is how you choose to reframe it.
Exactly.
And turn it back out, right? That's mm-hmm. all you can do. So you can look at it and go, I have this crazy hair, or it's super unique.
Yeah.
And people are interested because mm-hmm. I'm so interesting looking and I can get paid for this. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
That is the reframe. Absolutely. That is the reframe because you can't change the circumstances. You can only change the way you respond.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's where all the power is.
Yeah. I feel like I had to learn that at a very young age. I remember thinking, you know, how I grew up, all these confusing situations in my life that people older than me have set up, and that's fine. That has nothing to do with me and my future. It can be whatever I want it to be. Mm-hmm. And even thinking back now, like, you were too young to be thinking that.
Yeah.
But... I think my environment and my circumstances caused me to think that way. Mm-hmm. And to this day, I always am thinking about possibility. I think that's why New Year's Eve is my favorite holiday.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like, what's next? Yes. Let's do it.
Yes. Yes. I love that.
Thanks.
Super powerful. Thank you for sharing that.
For sure.
Because it is, it's insightful. And I think that, you know, people want to do business with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where all the power is really getting to know somebody and what makes them tick and what makes them who they are. And it is, you know, our past. It's our past circumstances.
Right.
That's entirely what it is. And so I'm super proud of you. Not that I should be proud of you. Not that I have any right to be, but I'm super proud of you as a woman and as a mentor. I'm very, very proud of who you are.
Thank you.
Your thought process is very inspiring to me. Because, you know, you're very intelligent,
mm-hmm.
you're very insightful, and being growth oriented is something that very few people actually embrace. And I think sometimes when you, it's probably the most frustrating thing about our lives, you know, as humans, is that it's when we are dealt a shitty hand that we end up growing, you know?
Yeah.
There's that picture of the lion. There's two lions, right? And there's the one lion who has been taken care of his whole life. He's in the cage and he's, you know, he's meek and he's kind of super skinny and his skin is kind of dark. And then you see the lion who had to fight for his food and he's just like this big, beautiful, powerful lion. And I feel like that is the truth. It's true for out in the wild and it's true for human beings as well. So that's how I see you. I see you as the second lion, just like a roaring full of power and possibilities, right?
Absolutely. Right. And there's, you know, we know there's an immense amount of opportunity in the business that we have, you know, but it's, we always talk about, you know, finding that relationship, finding people that we want to work with. And when I speak to people looking to join the club, you know, they say, you know, what is it you're looking for? And I'm always say, I'm looking for somebody like me. You know, I'm looking for somebody that has that level of commitment, that's prepared to go work that little bit harder than the next person. And now hearing your story, because I didn't know anything about Tennessee and, you know, your childhood and et cetera. And, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
It makes sense why, you know, you're at this next level now of talking to, you know, newbies looking to join our club, you know, and saying, hey, come work with John and Christian and Malene and my mentors, you know, let's go do some business together. But hey, I need you to have that same attitude, that same perseverance. Maybe not the same experiences.
No, but it can look different.
But it can look very different. But it's, you know, we always talk about this business. It's simple, but not easy. Mm-hmm. And you have to be prepared to work that bit harder to achieve what it is that you want.
Yeah.
So I can see why now you're, you know, I'm just thinking of some of the, you know, a couple of the people recently that you've invited to get involved in our team and, you know, get involved in the training. And, oh, yeah. You know, they fit so well. And I can see how you connected with them on the phone as well when you had that conversation and introduced them to the club. So I look forward to what that looks like because it's continuously building, it's continuously evolving. And, you know, let's revisit this podcast in 365 days.
Yes. I was thinking that. I think that's so good. I can't even wait. And so I do have one question. Actually, I'm going to ask you, John, too.
Yep.
But like right now, Kendra, what are you the most excited about?
Oof. The most excited about. So I feel like I'm kind of at a point right now, like literally even sitting in this chair, a few weeks ago I was thinking, I feel kind of overwhelmed, but I had to adjust how I was thinking. And I'm like, everything that I'm overwhelmed about, I asked for it. So really I'm in abundance of everything that I asked for.
Yes.
So
wait, you don't get to just lay in bed and it all just falls into place?
No, I am a millennial, but I'm not that, you know, I've grown past that.
Yes.
But yeah, what I'm looking forward to is more growth. Mm-hmm. Getting my word of the year is clarity. Just getting clear on.
That's your 21 word.
Yes, my 21. Mm-hmm. My 21. My 20 was relentless, but even as you said, that's easy for you.
Uh-huh. And I did say it.
It generally would be, but hello, COVID.
Hello, COVID. Agreed. So you showed up as relentless this year. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Did you find yourself like, you know, when COVID hit and did you find yourself like, I'm relentless?
I had to say relentless. I had to sit in my closet and say, be relentless, be relentless, be relentless. Okay. Yeah.
And I didn't mean to take that away from you when I said, oh, that's easy for you.
No, I mean, you're not wrong. But if it weren't COVID, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it weren't COVID, I would have totally potentially gotten distracted and gone elsewhere. So stay relentless on this path.
Wow.
It just showed up very differently.
It always
because
does.
Of COVID.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had to sit in my closet and say, be relentless. And that's where the conclusion came of just, hey, do the opposite of what you would normally do.
Wow.
That's it. And I mean, you're not going to die. Like it's doing the opposite of what you would normally do. Like it's not that serious. It's just an experiment. Look at it as an experiment and
be
just curious. See what happens.
Mm-hmm. Be curious.
Yeah. Cause you can always go back. Right. I even think now, like if my life goes to shambles, mm-hmm. I can always jump behind a bar again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I will always know how to make a margarita.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's such a good way. I think about that a lot. It's so funny that you say that. I forgot I used to think that way. I used to think that way all the time until I just got to a place of, I'll just go make more money.
Yeah.
You know, now I just know I'll never not be able to find a deal, mm-hmm. you know, but I remember in the beginning, I was always like, oh, I can always go back to paralegal work.
Yep.
Always. That can always be my fallback and I would never do it. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm glad you said that. Right. You too, John. Like I can see Johnny's wheels turning. Did you ever have that conversation? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
It's, you know, I don't want to change anything that's happened in my life. You know, I wouldn't go back and change anything. I'm here because I'm here, and I'm here for many, many reasons. But to have had a mindset the same as what Kendra has now, if I could go back to that time, you know, I did a lot of different things and, you know, no regrets, obviously, but I didn't have a strong mindset. Mm-hmm. I was a person that went through the motions. Mm-hmm. I got up every morning and I did my work and I came home and I did this, I did that. And I never really, you know, dreamed about my future. Mm. I didn't dream about what it looked like to be something else, you know? And circumstances forced me to change things, but you know, your question, you know, what is there to look forward to, or what is it to look forward to? Yeah. And for many, many years now, I see people's Instagrams and Facebook, and they say, oh my God, where did the weekend go? It's Monday morning. Oh my God. You know, and oh my God, thank God it's the end of the week. And,
right.
You know, even now I hear people say, oh, thank God we're coming to the end of 2020. Let's just get rid of 2020. And it's, well, that's kind of like my Monday morning. It just, Monday's just Monday. It's just another day.
Right.
It's not a, oh my God, it's a work day, because I run my own business. I work whenever I work, and I work as much as I need to work. So
you mean you're always never working?
Yeah. I worked yesterday. I was on the phone at 7 o'clock last night with a homeowner looking to sell on a Sunday evening.
Yeah.
Not chilly now.
Right. You know, right. Hallelujah.
But today I'm, you know, once we finish the podcast, I'm pretty much done for the day. I've got a couple of things. I want to take it easy today because I can. So
isn't that the best?
I'm not looking forward to, you know, I think instantly people say, oh, I'm looking forward to the end of 2020. Well, no, bring it on 2021. Let's see what you got.
Right.
Because this mess isn't disappearing 1st of January.
Yeah.
It's not, oh my God, 2021, no more COVID, no more,
oh, no
more insecurity. No, it's still going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it may get worse and it may get better.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me, I enjoy that continued growth.
Mm.
We're always learning. We're always building. Mm. And what another great opportunity to see somebody like Kendra sat here.
Right.
You know, I saw, you know, Amir. And actually Amir, who sat in your chair,
right.
I don't know, 3 years ago, he actually played a big part in, you know, your early coaching.
Yeah, he did.
You know, working with you, taking you out, talking to you, you know, hey, what are you up to? What are you doing? What strategies, et cetera? So that's... Oh, I don't know. Does it get old to say that's the way our club works? It's...
I don't think it gets
old. You know, no.
Not at all, yeah.
You taught my mentor taught me, I taught, you know, Amir taught you, now I'm coaching you, Melina's coaching you. It's just a continuous family of coaching.
Isn't
so
exciting?
I look forward to, you know, the new faces that we see this next year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that now?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I like to think, even when there are times that, you know, you feel down or that you don't want to put in the work today, one thing I think in my mind is I have to show up for other people now.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't feel like it today, it's hurting them.
Yes.
You know, they're expecting me to show up. And I think that's a really powerful mind shift, because you can show up for yourself, and that's all well and good. But there are going to be times you don't feel like it, or there are so many other things you would rather do. But when people are depending on you, whether it's homeowners, whether it's new people, you need to show up for them, because if I were to stay behind that bar, I'm serving people, but I'm not serving people.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm not helping their life. So that had to click in my head that I have so much. I have skills and talents, and we all have different skills and talents to give people. And we have to show up for them in the right way to actually put it forth in the way we're supposed to.
It's an exciting year ahead for many reasons, but... You know, let's lock it in the calendar for 365 days from now to have this next
one. For sure. Now you know what that's going to look like.
Let me write it down.
Yep, exactly. Write it down.
I did get a really great planner, so
you
I'm
did.
Excited.
Good. Yes. I want to tell you something. For me, you know, just hearing you say that this click in your mind of other people depending on you, and even though you want to do other things, you don't, because they are dependent on you. I just want you to know that that is the words of a true leader. Mm-hmm. That is leadership defined, in my opinion. And so I don't actually believe I've had anybody else sit here like as new as you and say those words out loud.
Yeah.
And I believe that is indicative of where you are headed.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you, because you have no idea how much that served me. Because, it served me, because I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that today, because it inspires me. It encourages me to know that you're just now getting that. And it makes everything worthwhile for me. Because guess what? That feeling doesn't go away.
I appreciate that. I mean,
there's just more people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And more zeros.
Absolutely. Oh, but you guys instilled that in me, or nurtured that. I feel like it was always there, but you guys nurtured that. And that just goes to show all you have to do is show up. Like, that's it. And the change will happen, and people will pour into you when they see you showing up. Yeah. Like, all you have to do is show up.
Boom, chugga-lugga. All right. Well, congratulations, honey. 365 days. And that's not to say that you won't be back before then. What we're saying is, in 365 days, we're going to have a recap of this. Yes. So maybe we'll play this, and then we will do a recap of where we are December 21st of 2021. Oh, 12/21/21.
It is a big manifesting day. I don't know if you guys have heard that.
No.
It is. The Jupiter and Saturn are supposed to align perfectly, and it's a huge manifestation day.
Wow.
We haven't seen this day since 1600s. Apparently. Wow. So I'm like, hey, I'm manifesting.
We'll be here. We'll be here.
We will be here. We'll absolutely be here. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, all right, everybody out there, take care. And we are NWAC, and we're flipping out. Flipping off. I'm Melina Boswell, your host of the Flippin' Off podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we'd love for you to subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and tell your friends all about us. You can find more episodes of the Flippin' Off podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you like to listen to awesome podcasts like this. If you like what you've heard, we'd really appreciate it if you'd follow us on Facebook and Instagram and tell us the stories that you'd like to hear. Tim Jackson is our senior producer. Luke Jackson is our editor. Brothers. Josh Maldin is our producer. Sound design by Frequency Factory. Our executive producer is Mind and Mill. This was all created by Dave Boswell for New Wealth Advisors Club.